Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Our Great Musician series continues this week with American soprano Ellen Hargis. We'll listen to some of her recordings as well as hear her talk on a number of topics. We'll also listen to a new release of Renaissance flute music by the Attignon Consort. Music of the Renaissance, performed by the Attignon Consort under the direction of Kate Clark. These pieces come from a new release on the Rame label entitled Madame d'Amour. American soprano Ellen Hargis is at the top of her field in early music. With exceptional musicianship, a powerful intellect, endless curiosity, and a formidable stage presence, she's developed a career that can only be described as one of a kind. Ellen is in demand around the world for her unique voice and special approach to the music from the 17th and 18th centuries, including the study of gesture, a personal favorite. Not necessarily limited to these eras, she can also be found exploring the music of the Middle Ages with the Newbery Consort, among others. We'll hear Ellen as part of the Newbery Consort under the direction of Mary Springfels. They'll perform two virelai, Sous une fontaine by Johannes Ciconia, followed by En ce gracieux temps by Senlèche.
Oh.
Medieval music of Johannes Ciconia and Senlesch. Ellen Hargis performed as part of the Newbery Consort from the recording Puzzles and Perfect Beauty. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're spending time with American soprano Ellen Hargis. A dedicated teacher, Ellen has been in demand at a number of universities and colleges for some time, especially as part of the vocal faculty of Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. She can also be found teaching at several summer workshops in North America. Ellen was recently in our studios where she gave us her unique perspective on early music in the college environment.
I think early music is being mainstreamed here, which I also think is a good idea, both in music departments and music schools. It's being less marginalized than it was in the past, where we'd have our little Collegium Musicum, and isn't that sweet, meeting on Tuesday nights, and anybody who wants to can join. We're now seeing that early music ensembles are part of a main curriculum, that playing Baroque music on Baroque instruments is being mainstreamed. And that's a lot of that is market-driven. I mean, I think people now realize that there is work for people who can pick up a Baroque bow and play on gut strings and play in unequal temperaments. So it's worth giving the students some training. Likewise for singers. When they go out and sing with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and somebody like Paul Hillier or Paul Goodwin or Nicholas McGeegan is conducting this modern instrument ensemble, the singers are expected to know how to ornament appropriately, how to sing in a stylistic way. And so anybody who's preparing for a life in concert singing needs to be educated about historical performance practice. So we see a lot more interest all of a sudden on the part of straight-ahead modern music departments at preparing their students well.
We'll hear Ellen as soloist in pieces from the recording Il Zazzerino, which features the music of Jacopo Peri.
Thank you.
Music of Jacopo Peri, known in his day as Il Zazzerino. Soprano Ellen Hargis was the soloist, with Paul Odette, guitar, Andrew Lawrence King, harp, and Hilla Perel, viola da gamba. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. This week we're featuring American soprano Ellen Hargis. This past autumn was a really busy one for Ellen. Apart from her performances, she had a full teaching schedule that was spread throughout the Midwestern United States, with regular visits to Cleveland, Chicago, and Bloomington, Indiana. Ellen shared her thoughts and experience as a visiting professor at Indiana University's Early Music Institute.
I made 6 visits, Drew Minter took the other 6 so that the students got their full complement of lessons. And it was wonderful. I mean, there are more male students here than I have anywhere else I teach. And so for me, wonderful to teach low voices in such concentration. And there are 3 countertenors in the studio, so that was also a challenge. I was glad that my colleague Drew was sharing that teaching, because I think it's always nice for people to study with their own voice type. And countertenors have a hard time finding countertenor teachers, actually, because there are fewer of them than, obviously, tenors, sopranos, baritones. But there's a wide variety of talents here, and it was fantastic to work with everything from ones just starting out their first year in their master's to some finishing up DMAs, very proficient, clever students with interesting research projects. And of course, because it's an early music institute, the students are very focused, very hardworking, and with wonderful performance practice skills already.
We'll hear Ellen Hargis with The King's Noise in a performance of Johann Rosenmüller's Jubilant Aethera.
Jubilant Thank you.
A glorious motet for soprano and instrumental ensemble by German Baroque composer Johann Rosenmüller. Jubilant Ätherer was performed by the King's Noise with soprano soloist Ellen Hargis. This week on Harmonia, we're spending time with soprano Ellen Hargis. Among her most recent recordings is a production of Lully's Thésée by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and Chorus. Ellen shared her perspective on what it was like to record the work a number of years after she had been involved in the staged production.
It's always more fun when you're doing a dramatic work to record it after you've done it staged, because you bring such a different sense of drama and rhetoric to the performance when you have actually moved and done the music that way. Additionally, we recorded it 4 years after we had performed it first. And that meant that the piece was fresh again, but at the same time extremely settled, because there's just something about time passing, even though I can't say that I opened the score during those 4 years until I knew the recording was coming up, of course. But it had settled in a way and matured, and I think all of the artists found this to be the case, that when we came back to it, we remembered our favorite things and were able to change things because there was enough distance from the original performance that change was easy to make in the way of making the piece develop, become deeper, more exciting. We did have our stage director with us in the recording as well to remind us. He's an expert in 17th century French literature and theater, and brought such fantastic insights for us that to have him in the recording session was just an incredible bonus. And it was a wonderful experience, actually. Making that record was one of the nicest recording sessions that I've ever been involved in.
We'll hear Ellen Hargis singing the part of Aigle in a recent release of Lully's Thésée. The Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and Chorus are directed by Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs. Sois abordant, il n'y aurait pas que je n'aime.
moi m'ordonne de vous dire qu'il vous fera bientôt régner. Rien ne trouble plus son empire. Vous tremblez, votre cœur soupire. Le roi, tout vu qu'il est, n'est pas à dédaigner. Lorsque par le feu du ménage, un jeune cœur se sent blessé dans un ardent amour sans effort dans l'engage. Lorsque par le feu du ménage, un jeune cœur se sent blessé dans un ardent amour mort au langage, on triomphe bien davantage quand on enflamme une terre que les ans ont glacée. On triomphe bien davantage quand on enflamme une terre que les ans ont glacée.
Si tu connais, le trouble qui me presse ne va pas découvrir. Tu veux obliger la princesse, fais, s'il se peut par ton adresse, que le roi tourne ailleurs son choix.
Tu me donnes toujours d'assez fâcheux emplois.
Il n'est point de grandeur charmante, sans l'amour est censé innocent.
Rien ne plaît.
Profond.
Music from Lully's opera Thésée, a recent recording by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and Chorus. Co-directed by Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs, the all-star cast included American soprano Ellen Hargis. Our new release of the week brings us the unique sound of the Renaissance Flute Consort. Newly released on the Ramé label, the Atteignant Consort will perform two works, the anonymous Madame d'Amour, followed by John Dowland's Fine Necks for Ladies. Lutenist Nigel North joins the ensemble for the Dowland.
Thank you.
Music for Renaissance Flute Consort, the Attignan Consort under the direction of Kate Clark, performed with the preeminent lutenist Nigel North. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.